الحمد لله رب العالمين، له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن، صلى الله وسلم على النبي الأمي محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. والله تعالى أسأل أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه. أمس كنا بدأنا بالكلام فيما يتعلق بالقاعدة الأولى. Yesterday we started talking about the first rule. Among the rules of this booklet. اليوم إن شاء الله نعيد الكلام في هذه القاعدة لكن بطريقة ثانية. Today إن شاء الله I will repeat talking about the same rule but in another way. وذلك لزيادة البيان. To clarify more the issue. هناك أحكام عقلية وهناك أحكام شرعية. يعني هناك نوعان من الأحكام، أحكام عقلية وأحكام شرعية. There are two types of judgments. There are mental judgments and there are religious judgments. الأحكام العقلية هي الاستحالة والوجوب والجواز. المستحيل العقلي والجائز العقلي والواجب العقلي. The judgments of the mind are three, as you all know: the mental possibility, the mental impossibility, and the mental necessity, or what is mentally necessary. هذه الأحكام الثلاثة لا يقال لها أحكام عقلية لأن معرفتها لا تتوقف على ورود الشرع. يعني الإنسان يعرفها إذا كان ذا عقل سليم. من غير ورود الشرع، لو لم يرد الشرع بذلك، صاحب العقل العاقل يعرف هذه الأحكام الثلاثة. These judgments are called the mental judgments because the one who has a sound mind is able to reach these judgments without hearing the rules of the religion, without learning the rules of the religion. In other words, knowing these three mental judgments is not contingent upon knowing the religious rules. Even if one did not hear about the religious rules, one still reach with his sound mind the knowledge of these three different types of mental judgment. مثال الواجب العقلي وجود الله تعالى. An example of what is mentally necessary is the existence of Allah تبارك وتعالى. العقل السليم يعرف ذلك ويحكم به ولو لم يبلغه دعوة نبي من الأنبياء. The sound mind knows that. The sound mind judges that Allah تبارك وتعالى, that the Creator exists, even if one did not hear the call of Islam at all. مثال المستحيل العقلي وجود الشريك لله. هذا مستحيل عقلي. العاقل يحكم باستحالة ذلك ولو لم تبلغه الدعوة من أي نبي من الأنبياء. An example of what is mentally impossible is the existence of a partner to Allah Ta'ala. The sound mind judges that such matter is impossible even without getting, receiving the call of Islam at all. Even if one never heard about anyone among the prophets. مثال الجائز العقلي وجود أي شيء في هذا العالم وعدمه. An example of the what is mentally possible is the existence of anything among the world, among the
imbeciles.
The existence of anything in this universe, and it is its non-existence also. Anything which is existing in this universe, the mind judges that it is possible for it not to exist and that it existed after non-existence. أما الأحكام الشرعية فلا سبيل إلى معرفتها, معرفتها متوقفة على ورود الشرع بها. لا سبيل إلى معرفتها إلا بالسماع من طريق الشرع. As for the religious judgments, there is no way for one to know about them except by hearing them copied from the messengers of Allah, from the prophets, or transmitted by people from these prophets. فلا سبيل للإنسان لمعرفة الحكم الشرعي بمجرد عقله. So one cannot get to know what is the religious judgment about something just relying on one's mind. هذا ما أطبق عليه أهل السنة. This is what أهل السنة, what all of أهل السنة said. لا يوجد خلاف بينهم في هذه المسألة. There is no difference among them about this issue. هذا الشيء, شيء عن عمل من الأعمال, هل فيه ثواب أو ليس فيه ثواب؟ هل تاركه يستحق العقاب أو لا يستحق العقاب؟ هل فعله وتركه متساويان سواء؟ لا في هذا ثواب ولا في هذا ثواب ولا في هذا عقاب ولا في هذا عقاب. مثل هذه الأشياء لا سبيل إلى معرفتها إلا بورود الشرع، لا سبيل إلى معرفتها بالعقل. This for a matter, any for any doing. If you take any act among the acts of the people, any act, is it rewardable or not? If one does not do it, one deserves to be punished or not in the hereafter? If one does it or one leaves it out, are these two matters equal, in the meaning that in both of them there is no reward and in both of them there is no punishment? Such issues, one cannot know them except through the rules of the religion, by hearing the rules of the religion. أما بالعقل فلا تعرف هذه الأشياء. These matters cannot be known through the thinking of the person without the religious rules. الأحكام الخمسة التي تعرفونها: الوجوب والحرمة والكراهة والإباحة. الوجوب والحرمة والندب والكراهة والإباحة، هذه الأحكام الخمسة لا تعرف إلا من الشرع. The five types of religious rules that you know: prohibition, dislikeness, to be obligatory, to be recommended, and to be permissible. These five types of religious rulings, one cannot know them except through the religious rules. One cannot reach that by his own mind. إذا تقرر ذلك, now if this is clear, يصير واضحا, يصير أوضح على إيش يتوقف الحكم بالتكفير على من ينكر حكما من هذه الأحكام. إذا كان ما ذكرناه واضحا يصير أوضح على إيش يتوقف الحكم بالتكفير على من ينكر حكما من هذه الأحكام. If this is clear, then I believe now it is more clear the judgment of one who denies any judgment among pertaining to these five types of religious judgments or rulings. And if one is judged to be a blasphemer by denying that judgment, I think now it's more clear why, the reason for that. إذا كان لا يوجد للإنسان طريق ليعرف حكم هذه الأمور إلا بالسمع, فإذا بلغه من طريق يثق به، من طريق يعرف أن الأمر كذلك، إذا بلغه أن الحكم في الشرع حرمة شيء من الأشياء، فصدق بقلبه أن الشرع قد حرمه، إذا أحله كفر مهما كان هذا الشيء معلوما من الدين بالضرورة أو غير معلوم من الدين بالضرورة، لأنه رد الشرع، لأنه بفعله هذا كأنه يقول الشرع باطل أو الرسول كاذب، ولذلك يكفر مهما كان هذا الحكم، مهما كان هذا الحكم. So if one knows, he hears and he knows. Let me say, he hears about, if one hears about a judgment, a ruling, a religious ruling, he believes in his heart that this is the ruling in Ash-Shara', this is the religious rule about this matter, then one rejects this ruling. In this case, one blasphemes whatever this ruling is, because by this one, as if one is saying, the rules of the religion are not correct. As if one is saying, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is a liar. This is why one blasphemes in this case. Whether this ruling is known by necessity to be among the rules of the religion or not. لأنه هو عرف أن هذا حكم من أحكام الدين، فصار بالنسبة إليه هذا الأمر لا فرق بين أن يكون معلوما من الدين بالضرورة أو لا، ليحكم عليه ما عاد هناك فرق. Because one knows that the ruling in the religion is such and such. Now he knows. So whether this matter is known by necessity to be among the religious rules or not is irrelevant here. It does not affect how one is judged in this case. لأنه سواء كان الأمر معلوما من الدين بالضرورة أو لا، هو يعرفه، يعرف أنه من الدين. Because whether this matter is known to be by necessity to be among the rules of the religion or not, he knows that this is a religious rule. He knows. مثال ذلك ما يبلغ الإنسان مما هو معلوم من الدين بالضرورة سماعا من جماعة المسلمين. An example of that is the religious judgment that one hears it from the Muslims in general, all of them. He hears the same judgment from all of them. He knows that all of them, they say the same thing about it. Such ruling is known for him because he heard it. This is what we call it true, known by necessity to be among the rules of the religion. هذا الذي يسمى معلوما من الدين بالضرورة، الذي كل المسلمين يعرفونه ويقولونه، فهو سمعه منهم، يعرف أن الكل عليه. في مثل هذه الحال ليس له يعني لا ينجيه من الكفر أن يقول لكن أنا اجتهدت في هذه المسألة حتى جئت بهذا الحكم، لأنه يعرف أن ما يقوله يخالف شرع الله، يكذب شرع الله. In this case, he is not safe from committing blasphemy by saying, this is my understanding. This is how I understood a hadith or a verse, and this is why I came up with this judgment that contradicts what all the Muslims say. He is judged as a blasphemer in this case, regardless of the excuses that he gives, such excuses that he gives. Because he knows that the Muslims, all the Muslims say one thing, all the Muslims copy from the rules of the religion one thing, and he comes up with something that contradicts that. So really, he knows that he's contradicting the religion and he's belying the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So in this case, he blasphemes. Is it clear? واضح يا أخوانا؟ أما لو كان شخص جاهل لم يسمع قط بحكم من الأحكام التي هي معلومة من، حتى لو كان معلومة من الدين بالضرورة ما سمع به قط، أو سمع بخلافه، جاهل سمع من جاهل آخر حكما يخالف ما جاء في الشريعة، فصدقه أن هذا هو الشرع، لا هنا لا نكفره. Now on the other hand, if someone is ignorant, very ignorant, to the point that he did not hear about a ruling which is known by necessity to be among the rules of the religion, but because he is very ignorant, he did not hear about it. He heard something different from another ignorant person. So he believed that person that this is the rule in the religion. Truly this is not, but because he is ignorant, the other one is ignorant, he heard from him that this is the rule in the religion, he believed that. In this case, we do not judge him as a blasphemer. لأن تصديقه للآخر أو قوله كما قال هذا الآخر لا يتضمن تكذيب النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، تكذيبه للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يتضمن جحده لما جاء به النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. We do not judge this person to be a blasphemer because believing in what the other person said or saying what the other person said does not imply belying the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام or belying the religion. حتى لو سمع بعد ذلك الحكم الصحيح من إنسان فلم يصدق أن الحكم في الدين كما يقول، بقي على ما هو عليه من الخطأ، لكن سمع من واحد بعد ذلك ليس من جماعة المسلمين، ما عرف أن كل المسلمين يقولون بخلافه، سمع من واحد فلم يصدقه، بقي على ما كان عليه، أيضا لا يكفر. If later on this person hears from someone the proper judgment. But he does not believe this person. So he stays adhering to what he heard before, which is the wrong judgment. Because he does not believe this person who told him the proper judgment. He does not believe him that this is the ruling in the religion. In this case, still this person is not judged as a blasphemer. Is not judged as a blasphemer. حتى لو سمع من اثنين أو ثلاثة أو أربعة بحيث ما صدق في قلبه ما تيقن في قلبه أن الحكم هكذا في شرع الله لا يكفر. Even if he hears from one, two, three people in a way that it's not confirmed for him that the rule in the religion is what these people saying, what these people are saying. In this case, such a person is not judged as a blasphemer. فإذن إنكار حكم من الأحكام الشرعية الخمسة إنكار حكم أمر من الأمور إنكار وجوب أمر من الأمور أو حرمته أو ندبه أو كراهته أو إباحته إنكار شيء من ذلك مما ورد في الشرع المنكر يحكم عليه بالتكفير إذا كان يعلم أن الشرع جاء بخلاف ما هو يقول. أما إذا كان يظن أن ما يقوله هو ما جاء به الشرع لشدة جهله مثلا فلا يكفر. So denying the obligation, the permissibility, the prohibition, the dislikeness, the permissibility of a matter, denying the religious judgment of a matter, whether it is an obligation, a prohibition, a dislikeness, a rewardable matter, which is not an obligation, recommended matter, or permissible, denying that is blasphemy if one knows that what he is saying does not comply with the religious rule. It contradicts the religious rule. If one does not know that because he is very ignorant, for example, and thinks that he is saying what the religion says, in this case such a person is not judged as a blasphemer. واضح؟ Is it clear؟ شو علي؟
No,
we'll get to that. I'm asking about what I said, exactly what I said. Don't go farther. Just what I said. Is it clear؟ الذي قلته بس. من غير استطراد الذي قلته واضح شو يا أبو سامي وفيكم
الله
ما صدقه. أربعة سكبجية ما صدقه، ما صدقهم، ما وثق بكلامهم، ظنهم لا يعرفون. أما إذا ظنهم يعرفون بيكون صدقهم. ما هي؟ أي دليل؟ شو أعطى؟ يعني مثل ذكر له آية. أم هداك عرف أنها آية ولا ما عرف؟ ولا ظنه هذا لا يحفظ لا يعرف؟ الأمر يدور على ما ذكرنا. لو قال له قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فظنه لا يعرف، ظنه سمع هذا الحديث ممن لا يعرف وأن هذا ليس حديثا، بعدنا بنفس المحل. Which one يا كاثي؟ If one is ignorant about a religious judgment, whatever this judgment is, whether it is an obligation, a permissibility, a dislikeness, and because of his ignorance, he thinks or he says that the judgment is different from what is really in the religion. So, okay, example, this is other than repeat the statement in another way. We'll get to examples, inshallah. We'll get to the examples. Zofiki. طيب. طيب, إذا كان الأمر كذلك, إذن لماذا يذكر الفقهاء يقولون من أنكر أمرا معلوما من الدين بالضرورة يكفر, من أنكر أمرا ليس معلوما من الدين بالضرورة لا يكفر؟ لماذا يذكرون هذا إذن طالما أن الأمر يدور على المعرفة؟ إذا عرف الحكم ثم أن هذا هو الحكم في الدين ثم أنكره يكفر؟ إذا عرف أن هذا هو الحكم في الدين, إذا لم يعرف فقال بخلافه ظنا أنه يوافق الشرع لا يكفر. طالما أن هذا هو الحكم لماذا ذكروا المعلوم من الدين بالضرورة وغيره؟ Now if this is the case and if one that judging someone to be a blasphemer or not to be a blasphemer, if one denies a religious judgment, is contingent upon does he know the ruling, does he know the proper ruling in the religion or not? It is contingent upon what does he believe when he was saying his statement, that he is saying what the religion came with or something else. If it is contingent upon that, then why the scholars say, if one, why did they said and they still say and we say, why do they say if one denies something which is known by necessity to be among the matters of the religion, one blasphemes? If one denies something which is not known to be by necessity among the matters of the religion, one does not blaspheme. Then why do they say it this way? يفعلون ذلك يذكرون ذلك لأجل حكمك أنت على الشخص ولأجل حكم القاضي على الشخص. أنت إذا سمعت من إنسان إنكارا لشيء معلوم من الدين بالضرورة تنظر في حاله, إذا وجدته حديث عهد بإسلام أو نحوه لا تحكم عليه بالكفر وإلا تكفره، انتهى. إذا تبين لك في المصحف، وكذلك القاضي يفعل، إذا تبين لك في المستقبل أنه مع كونه ليس حديث عهد بإسلام لكن ولا يعيش في بادية بعيدا عن العلماء، لكن حاله يشبه حال هذا، يعني ما سمع، عند ذلك تعرف أن هذا له حكم خاص. أما بالنسبة إليك وبالنسبة إلى القاضي هكذا تتصرف، لأن هذا هو الظاهر، الظاهر أنه يعرف، لأن من يعيش بين المسلمين هناك أمور لا تخفى عليه. They mention that, the scholars mention that to tell you how you act with people and how the judge acts. If you hear from someone a ruling that contradicts the rulings of the religion, you check immediately, you check the situation of the person. Did he embrace Islam recently and he doesn't have enough contact with the Muslims to know the proper judgment or not? If this matter is known to be among the matters of the religion by necessity, you check the situation of the person. If this person has enough contacts with the Muslims to know this matter, then you judge him as a blasphemer. If he does not, like he lives far away from the knowledgeable people, from people who know this issue, or he embraced Islam recently without being living among Muslims before that, in this case you do not judge him to be a blasphemer. Later, if you get more information, if you know more information about his situation in a way that affects your judgment, then you change your judgment based on that. And that's why they mention this issue. That's why the scholars mention it this way. Because apparently, if someone did not embrace Islam recently, if he lived among the Muslims and not away from people who know these judgments, if he says something that contradicts the judgment, the religious judgment, and this religious judgment is known by necessity to be among the rules of the religion, then for sure, apparently, for sure he heard about it. So he's belying the religion. That's why they judge him as a blasphemer. Is it clear? Okay. How do I translate that? Is it clear or not? Okay. You don't want to help me at all. No, it's okay. It's okay. Anyway, the one who's giving a class shouldn't rely on the reaction of the listeners, because he's not going to get the correct indications many times. Okay, go ahead. If you have questions, go ahead. Shu Ali.
So if this person appears to have some knowledge and you assume that he would know, he'd be familiar with this, and then he belies the religion, do you have to go back and check to see what's his understanding?
No. You go according to his apparent situation. If you know later something else, you go according to it.
Maybe
doesn't believe.
No, I didn't say not clear. They don't believe. He doesn't believe them.
It's not confirmed.
Yeah.
Is this how, like, what's considered confirmed to him?
If he does not believe them. Okay, well, what do you want me to say? Whether he believes them or not. What, sometimes one would be stubborn. We're not talking about this. I talked about it. Someone knows that all the Muslims, they say something and then he says, I don't believe them. This is a stubborn person. We're not talking about this. But if he hears one, two or three people who are very ignorant saying something which is correct and he does not believe them. I'll give examples now, inshallah. It will make it more clear. So I want to check if you have any questions about what I said. Yeah?
What if, like, three people that he doesn't like say the person
he doesn't accept because of his personal opinion? The ruling is just like I said. Shaykh Waleed. شخص سمع المسألة من جاهل. يعني واحد بحيث ما صدقه هذا المقصود. ما صدقه إنه ما بيعرف هذا ما صدقه. هذا المراد. أما لو ظنه يعرف الحكم كيف بيكون هو بيعتقد أنه يعرف الحكم وما صدقه ما بتمشي كيف ما يعرف الحكم ولا يكذب عليه وما صدقه كيف ما بتركب مع بعضها. شو سؤالك وليد؟ هو ما وين السؤال لحد هلا ما في سؤال وين السؤال بيطبق نفس القاعدة نفس القاعدة The one who lives away, that means the one who lives away from the knowledgeable Muslim, the Muslims who know about this matter. Who's the third one? You need to be, okay, you need to understand and to be, and to be accurate in this issue. It's not just memorizing phrases or no, I know you are like that, you want to be, but you need to understand the meaning properly, then you will express it in your way, in a correct way. You don't need to repeat exactly word by word what I said. As long as you say it properly. The issue is based upon one thing. Does the person who denies this matter know about the religious judgment or he does not? You see what I mean? So in this case, for us, when we hear from someone a statement that contradicts the religious rule, when do we judge such person as a blasphemer if this case is known to be among the matters of the religion by necessity? When do we judge such person to be a blasphemer? If we believe that he has, if his situation is that he has enough contacts with the Muslims to hear about this case. For sure he heard about it, apparently. When does this happen? If he lives among the Muslims, basically this is it. If he has enough contacts, when does this happen? If someone was raised as a Muslim, and he lives among people who have knowledge about this issue. If he is raised as a Muslim, but he lives among people who do not have knowledge about this issue, then he does not have enough context to know about it. If he is not raised as a Muslim, and he wasn't a lot in contact with the Muslims, and recently he embraced al-Islam, also he doesn't have, he wouldn't be knowledgeable about this issue. أما ما بكل المحلات منستعمل يعني هون هيك محلات تانية منقول إذا كان حديث عهد بإسلام أو نشأ في بادية بعيدا عن العلماء أو نشأ بين المسلمين ولم يسمع بهذه المسألة بس هون باللي عم بحكي هيدي التالتي ما هون محلة وفيك واضح واضح So we judge that one moment. Maybe I didn't finish the statement. So we judge that person to be a blasphemer. Later, if it appears that he did not, although he was raised as a Muslim, he did not know about it, then the judgment, we change our judgment. If we discover that. واضح؟ Okay. Yeah, if you knew later that this person, he lived among the Muslims all his life, so he heard about it. Later you discover that despite that he lived among the Muslims, he never heard about it. You cannot judge him still as a blasphemer while now you know that he never heard about it. But originally, this is how you treat that person and you judge him. Okay? وفيكم. تفضل. تفضل حاجة. تفضل ما بيأسر. تفضل. لو كان سمع الحكم. إيه الآن نذكره. على. إن شاء الله. على حسب حاله يقول في قلبه على حسب حاله في بعض الأحيان يعني نحن لسنا قضاة هذاك القاضي إذا عرضت أمامه مسألة يحكم فيها أما نحن في بعض الأمور يسعنا أن نقول إن كان هكذا يكون هكذا إن كان هكذا يكون هكذا فيكم We are not judges When a case is presented to a judge the judge puts a lot of effort to give a ruling about it We are not judges So in certain cases We can say, if this person is in this situation, this would be his judgment. If he is in that situation, his judgment would be different. We can say that. We don't have to... يعني, we are not judges. شو نبي الفضل؟ أهلا وسهلا. ما في فرق، نفس الشيء، كل المعلوم من الدين بالضرورة متواتر أو أغلى، يعني المعلوم من الدين بالضرورة ما في فرق، عدلة سماعه هو أنا قلت إذا كان معاند هذا شيء آخر. الذي يرد الخبر الذي توفرت فيه صفات التواتر هذا معاند، هذا شيء آخر. تواتر عنده، كيف تواتر عنده؟ هات شوف، أربعمية وثلاثين زلمة من اللي قاعدين في هذا، في مثل هذا المجلس، كلهم، كل اللي قاعدين بهالمجلس خبروا واحد حكم. تعرف شو بيقول بقلبه؟ ماذا قد يقول؟ كلهم تعلموا من واحد وهو لا يثق بذلك الواحد. ما تفوت حالك بالزواريب، لذلك خليك بحكم المسألة مثل ما أنا عمل لك وفيك، حتى ما نغلط بالحكم على الناس ونتأذى نحن في الآخرة. تفضل محمد. ما أليس نشأوا في مكان بعيد عن، ليس فيه من يعرف الحكم، الحكم الصحيح؟ بس انتبه، بس بدي أقول لك شغلة، كلامنا ليس في أصول، ليس في أصل الشهادتين. تحريم شيء بالفروع، كلامنا في الفروع. أليس نشأوا في مكان ليس فيه من يعرف، بعيد عن من يعرف الأحكام الصحيحة؟ خلاص، فهك بيكون حكم مثل حديث عهد بإسلام. يس يس. وعليكم السلام. Okay, I didn't hear all what you said. I believe, yeah, because when you're talking, any sound that comes from here or there interferes with your sound. So it makes some statements not clear. But I think I understood what you want, what you're asking. The rule is, regardless of the, so the rule is, regardless of the matter being among the necessary knowledge or not, If one knows the religious judgment about it and one contradicts it, one blasphemes. If one does not know the religious judgment about it and he thinks that he's saying the religious judgment, he's not, but he thinks that this is the religious judgment, then he does not blaspheme. If this is what you are saying, yes, this is the summary of the issue. This is the summary of the issue. Tafaddal Khalil. Abu Khalil, kif? Tafaddal. We'll talk about this, inshallah. Hala. Share about it. هذا ليس تسرعا. إذا قلنا هذا كفر نكون طبقنا حكم الشرع. إذا قلنا هذا كفر نكون طبقنا حكم الشرع. وعدم التسرع تطبيق حكم الشرع ليس تسرعا. عدم التسرع في أيش؟ يكون الكلمة لها معنيان، أحدهما كفري والآخر ليس كفريا، فيسمعها من إنسان فيحكم عليه بالكفر من غير أن ينتبه إلى أن لها معنى آخر، من غير أن يسأله عن قصده. مثلا، هذا مثال. أو يكون الكلمة لها معنى، بس أنتوا بتعجلوا قبل ما نوصل، سنصل إن شاء الله، سنتكلم في هذا إن شاء الله. طيب، تفضل. Later he hears from Muslims what? To seek the knowledge? Let me see if I understood what you said. You're saying someone knows something. He thought that the religious judgment of a matter is such and such. Later he hears another judgment about it. Now, he does not know that all the Muslims say like the first. Like he knew. He does not know that all the Muslims agree with what he knew about this judgment. And he does not know that all of them agree with what he heard recently. So now he hesitates. What is the judgment of this matter? He does not know what is the judgment. What does he have to do in this case? Is this your question? If he does not know the matter, then this would be a matter that he does not know its judgment, like many, 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 many other matters that he does not know. In this case, either this is a part, the judgment of this matter is a part of the knowledge that he is personally obligated to know or not. If it is among the personal obligatory knowledge, he has to seek its judgment. If it is not, he can say, I don't know. Inshallah, one day I will learn. And other people know. They are seeking that knowledge. I can be lazy about this matter, this issue. If other people are fulfilling the communal obligation of knowing it, if يعني فرض الكفاية, if it is fulfilled by others, I can be lazy about it. So it's up to him. فيكم. طيب. ما شاء الله. طيب إذا كان الشخص قد سمع حكم المسألة على الوجه الصحيح مرة أو أكثر ثم نسي, حصل شيء نسي الحكم بالمرة فسمعها خطأ من بعض الناس فاعتقد أن هذا هو حكم الشرع فقال بذلك وهو خطأ, لكن لأنه نسي الحكم الصحيح الذي كان تعلمه ماذا يكون حكمه؟ هذا مثل الذي لم يسمع, نفس الشيء, لأنه الآن لما سمع الحكم الخطأ لا يعلم الحكم الصحيح, هذا مثل الذي لم يسمع. Now if someone heard from one or two people or more the ruling of a matter, the religious ruling, the proper religious ruling of a matter, then later after some time he forgets it. After that he hears from someone a ruling about this matter, a wrong ruling, different from the proper ruling. And he thinks that this is the ruling, this is the proper ruling. In this case also, we do not consider him belying the Prophet ﷺ. He is not judged as a blasphemer, because now he does not know the ruling in the religion. Now, although he knew it before, but he forgot. And now he does not know it. He heard from someone, he believed that person, it turned out that that person was wrong. He needs to correct, to leave out that wrong matter, and he is not judged as a blasphemer. مين سأل سؤال تاني؟ خليل, شو سألت أنت؟ إيه. كذلك إذا سمع الحكم الصحيح لكن بحيث ما تواتر عنده, أو بحيث حتى ما نفوت بفوتة نبيل, بحيث ما صدق, بحيث ما اعتقد أن كل المسلمين على هذا, ثم بعد ذلك سمع حكما آخر يتعلق بنفس المسألة فأخذ بهذا الحكم الثاني, فإنه لا يكفر. أما إذا اعتقد أن كل المسلمين على الحكم الأول ثم سمع من خالفهم فأخذ بكلامه, كفر. هذه هي القاعدة. حايد. If someone hears the proper judgment from a person, he takes it later, but he does not believe that all the Muslims say the same thing. Later, he hears from another person something different about the same issue, another judgment. So he thought that the first one was wrong and the second one is correct. Truly it's not the case. The first one was correct, but he thought that the second one was correct, the first one was wrong. In this case, he does not blaspheme, because he did not think, he did not believe that all the Muslims are in accordance with the first one. On the other hand, if he thinks that all the Muslims are in accordance with the first one, then someone comes up with something that contradicts what all the Muslims copy from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, what all of them copy from الشرع, and he takes by the saying of the second person, he blasphemes in this case, because it's clear here that he is belying the rules of the religion, he is belying the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. إذن الأمر يتعلق إذا كان سمع من واحد حكما ثم سمع ما يخالفه فأخذ بالحكم الثاني وكان في الحقيقة الأول هو الصواب, الحكم عليه يتعلق باعتقاده, هل كان يعتقد أن كل المسلمين على هذا القول الأول أو لا؟ إذا كان يعتقد أن كل المسلمين على القول الأول ومع ذلك أخذ بقول هذا الذي خالفهم كفر, وإلا فلا, لأنه إذا كان يعتقد أن كل المسلمين على القول الأول وأخذ بقول الذي خالفهم كأنه يقول معناه الشرع قواعد الشرع باطلة, أحكام الشرع لا أخذ بها. So it depends on his belief. The first saying that he heard was correct. The second one was wrong. When he heard the second one, he went by it, by the second one. It is wrong. How do we judge him? This depends on his situation. When he took, when he went by the second saying, did he believe that all the Muslims follow the first saying or not? If he believed that all of them go according to the first one, and despite that, he takes the saying of someone who comes up with something that contradicts all of them, then he blasphemes. Okay? This is how you weigh it. تفضل. يترك الأول. لا شك أن الذي يحفظ الإنسان كثيرا هو الذي يساعد كثيرا في حفظ الإنسان من الزلل, كما قلتم أن يتبع الشرع بأن لا يسأل إلا العارف الثقة, لا شك. لكن أنت تعرف أن أغلب الناس في هذه الأيام ليسوا على ذلك. إيه صحيح. من الدين. أيوة. هذا يسبب مصائب كثيرة, هذا يسبب مصائب كثيرة, لكن الحكم يبقى كما ذكرنا, الحكم ينطبق. طيب نعم, تفضل. Let me tell you something. Maybe you think that when you speak to your friend Heki with a very low voice, this does not affect. It affects me very much. I cannot hear clearly despite that the brother is here. So please, when someone is asking a question, listen so you know, so I can hear at least. If you don't know, if you don't want to know, don't. It's up to you. I want to him and he wants to get the proper answer. Go ahead, brother.
So the person, they have an issue and they believe that all the Muslims agree it's so and so. And somebody comes along and says, no, this person said it's not, there's no ijma. He says, well, maybe I was thinking wrong and he takes the second.
It depends on his situation. Does he really think, because sometimes one knows about the issue that all the Muslims says it, not from one person or two people or three or four or one way or two or three or four. And sometimes he would know about that from